How Pragaru is fixing our broken education system. By Pragaru, sponsored, on August 8, 2024. The following article is sponsored by Pragaru and written by Pragaru co-founder Alan Esterin. If you're not an executive at one of the major teachers' unions, an administrator at a college, or a leftist university professor, you know that the American educational system is broken. How we reached this shameful state is a topic for another day. The question I want to address here is, how do we fix it? The answer is obvious, education. Or, as we like to say at Pragaru, the 501c3 enterprise of which I am the co-founder and executive director, education got us into this mess. Education is the only way out. Starting with John Dewey, the early 20th century progressive, why do progressives always take us backwards? Social thinker, the left wormed its way into our educational system. By the end of the century, its dominance was total. The right is starting to reverse that, thanks to the internet. Leftism can only prevail if it has a monopoly on information. The internet makes that impossible. This is the gap that Pragaru has exploited. We started a little over a decade ago with our 5-minute video concept to distill the best ideas of the best minds into 5 visually compelling, focused minutes. Turns out you can pack a lot of knowledge, even wisdom, into 300 seconds. Don't believe me? You will after you watch this video about Alexander Hamilton's brilliant structuring of the American economy. Pragaru has produced over 500 5-minute videos on topics ranging from economics to philosophy. Watch our President's series and you'll not only learn something fascinating about each commander-in-chief, you'll get a short, but surprisingly comprehensive overview of American history. Recently, we've expanded into the preschool and elementary school market with Pragaru Kids. In the last year, 7 states, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, New Hampshire, Montana, and Louisiana, have authorized Pragaru videos in public school classrooms. More states will be coming on board soon. If you're homeschooling your children, the ideal solution. These videos, both the 5-minute videos and the Pragaru Kids videos, are a great addition to your lesson plan. If you're not homeschooling, they're an effective inoculation to the junk your kids are learning at most public schools. Here's a suggestion: have the family watch one of these videos before dinner and then discuss it at the table. Viola, you're homeschooling. But Pragaru is only one tool in the arsenal. We must build charter and private schools that make Judeo-Christian values the core of their mission. The good news is that more and more organizations across the country are doing just that. Hillsdale College has charter schools and schools using their curriculum in 33 states. The Acton Institute has established over 200 private schools. There are others doing similar work. This is vitally needed. On the college front, the University of Austin, started by tech entrepreneur Joe Lonsdale, historian Neil Ferguson, Free Press founder Barry Weiss, and many others, is convening its first freshman class this fall. Its mission is to offer a classic liberal education to its students. There are established schools like the aforementioned Hillsdale in Michigan, Grove City College in Pennsylvania, and the University of Dallas in Texas that offer a classical liberal arts curriculum. There are conservative-minded programs within major universities, too. The James Madison Program at Princeton University and the Clemson Center for the Study of Capitalism at Clemson University are just 2 examples. Government has a big role to play. Florida and Oklahoma are leading the way here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has empowered the great social thinker and cultural critic Chris Rufo and others to completely remake New College, a state school in Sarasota that was once notorious for its leftist bent, into a school that emphasizes more traditional educational values. Ryan Walters, the public superintendent of education in Oklahoma, has demanded the Bible be a part of Oklahoma school's standard curriculum. As obvious as this sounds, shouldn't we want students to be familiar with the most influential text ever written? It has generated howls of disapproval from the left. Their predictable argument is that it's a violation of the separation of church and state. Never mind that there is no such doctrine described in the Constitution. If you had watched this Pragaru video, you'd know this. And that the Bible was a standard text in American schools for most of the nation's first 200 years. The ultimate power brokers in this drama are, of course, the parents. If enough parents insist that schools their children attend teach what they need to know, reading, writing, math, and a solid grounding in Western and American history, then the schools will do it. If they don't, then parents must take their children out of those schools and find another one more to their liking or homeschool their children themselves. Gaining control of school boards is another big part of this effort. For decades we've let the left hold these board positions almost by default. No longer. Prageru can be parents' first line of defense, their immediate refuge in the struggle. Week by week we're building up a corpus of knowledge that will encompass the important ideas that have shaped and are shaping our world from ancient Israel to modern America. There's a toddler crawling across a carpet somewhere who will have a chance to be exposed to Prageru material from the time they stand on two legs to the time they enter college to well beyond. That's our goal. We share that goal, teaching traditional Judeo-Christian values, with many others. If we work together, we can repair American education and make it great again for all our students. Visit Prageru to learn more.